The question comes to us today, when Satan impersonates Christ, how can I be sealed so that I survive this great deception? This is probably the most important question one can ask. Actually, before Jesus comes, everyone will be in one of two groups. Either they are sealed for salvation or marked for damnation. So what is the seal of God? We have four verses that we will look at quickly. Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 13 and 14. In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession. We also read in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. We're looking at all four verses here that I mentioned. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. What does the Bible mean as a pledge? It means a down payment. When you go to buy something, you put something down on it. I recently bought an old airplane, 64 years old, no less. My wife and I went and looked at it. We liked it. We put some money down. That money said, we will be back to get this airplane with the rest of the money. And so God does the same thing. He gives the Holy Spirit as a pledge, as a guarantee that he will be back and take us home. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave to us the Holy Spirit as a pledge. So the Holy Spirit is God's seal. Then the question comes, how do we receive the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm glad you asked, because the Bible's quite plain. Luke, the 11th chapter and verse 13, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, Jesus said, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So all we have to do is ask for the Holy Spirit. The question is, those who ask, do they actually get it? It's one thing to ask for something. It's another thing to receive it. And so our last text here says in Acts, the 5th chapter and verse 32, we are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Now, in these days, it seems that obey has become a four-letter word. People don't like the idea of obedience and commands and laws. They just want relationships. But the Bible is clear that the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey him. Now, back in Daniel's day, his three friends were thrown into the fiery furnace because they would not compromise their obedience to God's commandment, specifically the second commandment. In these last days, the second commandment may not be the issue. There are other issues that divide people today. One is the Sabbath issue. But regardless of the present issue, obedience to God's commandment is the condition on which one receives the Holy Spirit as a seal. Revelation 12, 17 tells us why the devil is angry in the last days. It says he's angry with those who keep the commandments of God. Revelation 13 tells us what the final crisis is. And then in Revelation 14, verse 12, it tells us who survives the crisis. Who is it? The Bible says here's the patience of the saints. In other words, here are the survivors. They keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. Do you want to be sealed? Then you need to prioritize. I need to prioritize two things. Earlier we learned that the saved will have a love of the truth. But those who love the truth prioritize obeying God when they learn what he wants us to do. Pastor Dennis, realitycheckseminars.com.